Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
We're back, everyone. It's another Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. Apologies for the last video being audio only. Before we get into everything that took place between Roma 1, Juve 1, a thank you to our newest patrons over at Patreon, Andreushka, and to Rune Mark. Thank you both for your support, and of course to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible. If you would like to join, patreon.com/RomaPress, and then at IS Roma Press on YouTube, like, subscribe, all of that stuff. We greatly appreciate it. And again, it helps us get through the evenings. As frustrating as tonight was, Andy, as Roma, they draw 1-1 to Juve in a match that I would venture to guess most people believe they should have won all 3 points. Tonight, I am very frustrated for a number of reasons. And probably the first time, I think, since his arrival, my frustrations tonight primarily veer towards Daniele De Rossi. We can get into that shortly. But what was your overall reaction from tonight? Because beyond the very confusing, and that would be probably putting it mildly in my opinion, substitutions of Daniele De Rossi tonight, I tried to take the good with the bad. I mean, that action that Baldanzi had in the second half where Bremer basically saved Juve's ass by just getting the narrowest of touches on it and sending the ball out because Chesney was not going to get to it. I loved watching Baldanzi tonight. I thought, Svilar, what is there to say at this point that hasn't already been said? Beyond wow. I mean, I'm still saying wow because it's...
He's probably now in the conversation for one of the best goalkeepers in the league. I think it's sort of safe to say that now. I think he's given us enough of a sample.
Hold on. Hold on. It is so funny you mentioned that because in my post-match reaction to the patrons, I said, at what point does it become reasonable to at least discuss him in the upper echelons of goalkeepers in Serie A? I am not saying he is the best. I am saying he is, without question, among the best. I mean, if we are simply basing it on the sample size that we have from when did he take over full-time as the first choice, wasn't it the Inter match where that was the first time he started back-to-back?
We're talking about the first final week of January, first week of February.
Yes, so right around that time frame, I believe the Inter-Roma was early February. I mean, if we're going, even with the relatively small sample size of these previous 3 to 4 months, he is still undoubtedly worthy of being in the discussion of the top five. I don't think that's a stretch. I mean, it's usually we are working with a higher group of candidates in Serie A. I would say that this season, at least, it hasn't been the very best. Now, obviously, Jan Sommer's, what he has done this season has been superb, especially given his age. I would say, though, I mean, if we go simply down the list, if we look at the potential candidates, I mean, where does he rank? Because I am a broken record when I say this, but I need to impart onto people just how much this guy, forget being superb as he's been, just the fact he is mildly competent. The drastic change the summer of Roma has now, the time, the negotiation, the fee, the money, all of it, the immense headache Roma saved themselves by just using somebody they already had at their disposal, you are in such a significantly better position than had you been coming into this summer, having to find a new first-choice goalkeeper, having to negotiate, having to talk about commissions, contracts, all of this other crap related to the transfer market that I know it gets most most people care about that more now than they do the actual matches, it seems like. That's fine. But I there are just some positions, in my opinion, where just less is more. Less is more in terms of the rumors, in terms of the negotiations, in terms of potential targets. I can't put it through here enough because I at least need to keep the facade of being a somewhat sane individual. But if I could just show you how much I would love to express as to how much I'm glad that Roma do not have to worry about that position going into the summer. I cannot express enough my level of elation in regards to that. I mean, the last 10 minutes alone, how many saves does he have that are not only decisive in nature, but I mean, world-class in their execution. I mean, he had two on Moise Kean alone, yeah? I mean, he was superb. Superb.
Yes, I mean, Zviar has done wonders for the team so far, and it's incredibly important to have him in a match like this where, you know, he goes head-to-head with Wojciech Szczęsny. That's, once again, we have... a wonderful display of a goalkeeper that is confident enough to give you the reassurance you need in a crucial moment of the season. So that's what we can say about Zviar. What we can say about the match is obviously that Roma needed more from this. I don't feel like I'm in a place to criticize the team's effort because I think the effort was there. It's once again, it's a question of chances. Roma just not making enough of those chances. Tammy Abraham, still a big black hole for how he's returned from this knee injury. It's just, you know, except for that goal against Napoli, which I thought would give me some confidence in him, there's just nothing. There's just nothing in terms of this guy being able to turn it around so late in the season after such a long recovery. And this is the moment where you need those chances to go in. You need those shots to start falling because... what else are you going to do? I think Romelu Lukaku proves just how vital a player of that kind is versus Tammy Abraham, who's doing the exact opposite of Romelu Lukaku. Tammy Abraham, it was not able to give anything to the team when he came on. In a moment where you expect some fresh legs, some energy, Tammy Abraham, a player who is always notorious for his pace, for his strength. I mean, right now, he looks like he's... just like last year it was the same. He looked incapable of helping the team move further up the pitch. I don't understand. Also, Baldanzi's changed because Baldanzi, a very pleasant surprise tonight. He showed that he can hold his own even against these bigger opponents. His last goal came against the Juventus when he was an Empoli player. Tonight, he was phenomenal. I thought he really was showing special things for Roma at a time where exactly. You need guys to come through, even the ones on the bench. Zaleski, a disaster. Zaleski and Abraham, an unmitigated disaster. But the team was there, as in, this is a team that 48 hours ago, they were playing their hearts out against Bayer Leverkusen. They got beat pretty badly. Tonight, in my opinion, the kind of effort that we were shown was far from guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is going to argue with that. The less I say about Zalewski, the better. I am saddened by how quickly he ventured into the territory of Florenzi in the sense of, oh my gosh, look at this guy. He was part of the youth setup, goes into the Primavera, and now he comes into the first team. And, you know, quick start to life. He showed some flashes, but then it just... I mean, his absolute, the ascendancy and the absolute fall from great. I mean, we are talking of like 18 months. Remember, I remember so vividly. Do you remember when Jose Mourinho started to rely on him just out of nowhere? We remember the time when Vigna was being an unmitigated disaster. They needed an answer at the left back. So he starts playing Zalewski, and he starts to show some things very quickly. And he begins to rely on him more and more and more. And I mean, you want the crash, the ascendancy, and then the crash and burn. I mean, it's less than two seasons we are discussing, it seems like. I don't know what he offers. I can't tell you one area of his game in which he excels beyond inducing frustration for me. He doesn't really do anything that well, in my opinion. I will help him pack his bags in the summer if it means Roma being able to make a plus valenza on the guy. I just don't understand what he provides to you. With Tammy, I guess I am kind of surprised in this sense, because when I looked at that, now listen, the Patriots were going, they were hammering Tammy. They were hammering him. I am willing to be more patient, because knee injuries are such a particular injury, especially for a guy who, you mentioned it, when it comes to his game, his ability to get up and down the pitch, even his ability to get in the air, it is the crucial part of his game. When it comes to a knee, obviously that is going to impact the way you were able to play previously. I'm willing to be a bit more patient. The problem is, though, I don't know realistically. He came back, what, less than 1 month ago? Well, right around 1 month ago, he was returning to the disposal of Roma. When you have Romelu Lukaku at the level that he is, and then you have Azmoun, who, once you just accept the guy does not score many goals, but he does about 1,000 other things better, it makes it, I suppose, more digestible to see him on the pitch as a player. I don't really understand what we should realistically even, I mean, in the summer, okay, what, let's just say for the sake of an argument, Romelu Lukaku does not remain at Roma. I mean, I don't even know what to expect from Tammy Abraham next season beyond the word, I expect better, but I don't necessarily know what even better means, because a knee injury, who knows? Some guys, their career is completely done after a knee injury. I don't know what he can be. So for me, I never really expected him to contribute anyway. I was expecting close to nothing from him. My frustration comes from, and I think you just said it, and I mentioned it at the top, this thing with Baldanzi, the substitutions tonight. This ultimately is my real frustration tonight with Daniele De Rossi, because here's the situation. Whether we want this to be the case or not, decisions have to be made this late into the season. Priorities need to be made. Sacrifices, decisions, difficult decisions will need to be made in one direction or another. Are we going to give more focus to the Europa League or to Serie A? Now, I have to tell you, I was surprised at the emphasis that Rossi put in the pre-match on the second leg against Bayer Leverkusen. Now, I am not expecting him to come out there and say, yeah, I'm going to send the Primavera to Germany. We're out, okay? We're giving no attention to it, no focus to it. We need to qualify for Champions League. There, I was by no means expecting him to say anything resembling that, but I was surprised to see the level of emphasis in which he seemed to concentrate on that second leg. Now, he was asked, I believe, two questions in the pregame about it, but it seemed like he went above and beyond and out of his way to sort of make it clear that, yeah, this tie is not over. This tie is not over. And again, I'm not asking him to go out there and verbally raise the white flag, so to speak, but we have to at least confront the fact that, okay, he has even said himself, Daniele De Rossi, this team is very tired. It is running out of gas, so much so I was forced to use Renato Sanchez last week against Napoli. Fine, okay. But at least it seemed tonight, based on his substitutions, playing Romelu Lukaku, Paulo Dybala, the usual midfield from the start. Yes, he made some changes in defense. It seemed like he was going for this tonight. It seemed like he was going for this. Based on his substitutions, though, I'm thinking to myself, well, hang on. Now, it almost seemed like, based on the decisions he made with the substitutions, man, I have to tell you, the substitution with Baldanzi, it puzzled me, infuriated me. I was going mad, because not only was a guy having arguably his most electric minutes since he came to Roma, this is a guy that has hardly played over these last few months since he arrived. So why are we preserving him? Why are we doing this? The substitutions tonight baffled me, and they angered me, in the sense of, it seemed like De Rossi almost wanted to have it both ways, where he wants to make this match tonight against Juve the priority and the second leg in Germany the priority. Well, that just can't happen. Whether we want that to, we can want to be able to go full strength 100% in both, but we just can't. And decisions need to be made. And I do not like what I saw tonight from his decision making, in the sense of, okay, well, you know what would have been great is if we got 3 points tonight. It would have at least made losing in Germany, or even if you win but don't progress, I can at least understand the sense of, well, you know what? We made a conscious decision to put more of the focus into the match against Juventus, knowing full well that we were going to be not at full strength, or not completely at our energy levels coming into the second leg against Bayer Leverkusen. Fine, but I am beyond puzzled, because now, forget the second leg now. Now you have Atalanta next weekend. So what are we doing here? Right. I am very, very angry, because you needed 3 points tonight. You can't. What are you going to do now? You're going to not progress and not get 3 points tonight against Juve? Well, then what was the fucking point of making a sacrifice towards one of those matches and not the other? That's why I am frustrated beyond all belief right now, because what are you doing? So now it's almost like, okay, well, you have to progress now for tonight to make any sense. For tonight to make any sense to me, you have to progress. But I don't see that happening. So that was my like 15 minutes way of saying, what the? Why, man? Why? I mean, I know you are far more charitable most of the time to individuals than I am. I am more willing to go out on the hunt, in headhunt, so to speak, when it comes to placing blame. But come on, even you got to be a little frustrated at tonight, even beyond the decision about Danzi, no?
I mean, I think I can. What I can be frustrated about is, it's not even the decisions. It's the fact that we seem to be creating the chances, such as the ones that we also created on Thursday, that would have allowed us to get back into that game, and we just didn't. Whether we got unlucky or whether it was players who made easy misses, such as Abraham in the final minutes of the match against Bayer, or yes, Abraham today. Or even Roma, as always, hitting the woodwork at least once a game, which seems like a tradition by now. It comes down to the fact is, as always, it tracks back to how you started the season and how you are finishing it. You're finishing it, as always, backed into a corner. Now, you backed yourself into a corner in those first 6 months of the season. What happens now is you're backing yourself further into that corner by being tired, by being unfocused, and by lacking the necessary confidence to sometimes get over the hump. Because tonight it was all about getting over the hump. Tonight you played against a shit Juve team that have yet to win a game so far. They are also running low on confidence. The Champions League objective, which is the minimum they are aiming for, is right there, and they seem to not be able to actually win a game and get back into it. Because that's all it would take for them. I think prior to tonight, they only needed like 5 points. So they're just slowly limping, dragging their way to that objective, after having a really good start to the season. Roma, on the other hand, as always, they are faced with the same problem, is the zero margin for error. There is just no room for error. you know, when you are De Rossi, you have to get those decisions absolutely right. With Dybala, you are facing a player who is, you know, physically fragile. So if he's feeling something, you got to pull him in at halftime. The problem is you look at the bench, who are you putting in his place? So far, Eduardo Bove under De Rossi hasn't given you the answers you need. Also, different player than Dybala. You already have Baldanzi out there. The fact that he takes him off later on obviously is a crime. But the problem is with players such as Zaleski, such as Tammy Abraham, players that should be coming through right now, right about this time, this is when these players who get little playing time, they should be coming through. They should be actually helping the cause. They basically are sabotaging. Not obviously willing, but it's just it comes off as when you need them, you can never count on them. And this has been the case. This has been the case on Thursday. It's been the case on today. For me, the encouraging thing is I'm not seeing a team giving up. And I actually like what I see from Roma, as in they're doing their thing. I don't know if you saw what Bayer Leverkusen went out and did today without eight of their starting players. They went out and won 5-1. They're absolutely crushed their opposition. They're cruising. So they're unplayable. What Roma did on Thursday is hang in there. The only way you did not score at least one goal on Thursday is because you have players either who are out of gas or players who've just come back from 10 months of knee rehab. So tonight, again, it was Roma superior to Juventus, a Roma that was actually doing things to seal a win, and yet you come up short. But you come up short because it's in your nature to come up short. Even De Rossi said, if there is one thing I want this team to get better at, is to not get discouraged when the opponent scores. Because that's been the case against Napoli, against the Bayer Leverkusen. When the opponent scores, Roma lose their grip. And sometimes it's just a matter of 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but it's enough to not allow you to win. And that's the biggest problem right now, because all you needed to do from now on until the end of the season is win. Now Roma are once again backed into a corner, as always, having to win all of the remaining matches in Serie A, perhaps praying for some kind of reaction on Thursday. But the thing is, that's the thing. It's the effort is there. The effort is there. This is a team that hasn't just mentally, you know, melted down, which could have been the case. It could have been the case because that's what happened last year. Remember, last year, at this point in the season, we were playing with Missori in defense because Mourinho had basically said, you know what, the league is done. We're done with it. So far, this has not been the case. You can ask whether that should be on the table for De Rossi to call the shots. I guess we'll see on Thursday what happens. How do we go out? Do we go out in a blaze of glory, or do we just send in Joao Costa and Zaleski to lead the line? You're going to be playing in Bayer Leverkusen Stadium. You're going to be needing a miracle. A lot of people in Italy are making fun of the fact that you're going to have the historic duo of Fabio Caressa and Beppe Bergomi commenting on Sky the match, which, you know, those two have commented on some of the greatest footballing comebacks in history. I'm just putting it out there. So it would be nice, but at the end of the day, you have to weigh your prospects and think about what's the wisest option right now.
Yes. It is just interesting, though, because you discussed some of the, I guess, missteps Roma had earlier in the season. And what just burns me, it burns me to such an unhealthy degree is Roma just a few weeks ago, okay? You absolutely, unequivocally, against Bologna at home, you pissed yourself. Fine, Bologna rolling the season. They have done it to plenty more. The last two weekends, you've had a chance to completely and entirely erase that result as if it never even happened. Because Bologna have drawn to, who was it last week? Udinese, yeah? And then Torino this on Friday. And to see them, now, granted, I know they're playing Napoli and Juve. Obviously, you have to factor in the opponent. But I said this in my post-match reaction. I don't know about you, but I can understand if when it comes to like Milan supporters, Juve supporters, I can understand, despite even though being very high in the table or, you know, having won things recently, I can completely understand why they want to toss these managers into the fucking bin. I mean, man, this Juve was so shit tonight. They are not good. They do not play good football. They do not play effective football. And to let them off the hook, to let them off the hook is the thing that just, it burns me inside. It burns me inside. So I am not able to tolerate tonight so easily. But let's just see what happens in the second leg. We're going to keep this this episode relatively short. We will keep this one a bit shorter than normal, just because, again, I don't know what else needs to be said, just in terms of for this second leg against Bayer Leverkusen. I'm not expecting much. I am just confused as to where the focus is. It seems like even our patrons tonight, the frustration seemed to be the same with the substitutions. But I suppose ultimately where I come out on tonight, when you factor in the substitutions, when you factor in what happened in the first leg against Bayer Leverkusen, when you factor in what happened tonight against Juve, man, the pressure you put onto yourself now next weekend against Atalanta. I mean, that is your season next weekend. It's against Atalanta, no? It's Thursday and next weekend. That's the season.
That's the season. That's the summer. That's the summer. Oh. That's the fate of whether you can play on a bigger stage next year, whether you can afford certain signings, whether you have to rely on acquiring players on loan, or whether you can do more purchases. I mean, it's crucial, perhaps the most crucial match since Budapest. It's all about that. It's all about that. It's all about that. It's about a Roma team that right now are just going to have to break through. It's not even about finding the right. I mean, perhaps it's just about exactly seeing who gives what, because if I'm looking at these last performances by Zaleski and Abraham, I'm giving them the Renato Sanchez treatment. I'm sending them off to Namibia. I'm sending them off to Timbuktu. I don't care. I don't care if Lukaku is going to run on one leg. I don't care if Paulo Dybala is going to be without an arm. I don't care if I don't care. You have to have guys who are ready to contribute. Baldanzi today said, I'm present, I'm available. Whereas Nicola Zaleski, Tammy Abraham, Renato Sanchez against Napoli, they responded with an emphatic, no, I'm unavailable, I'm not ready, the lights are too bright, I am shit. And so you have to adapt to this. You have only a few games remaining. The season is over. I cannot wait until this is done. I cannot wait until we don't have to come on here after every game, after having had like a number of existential crises. I cannot wait until we can have a proper day where we gather our thoughts and think about what Roma are going to be up to, rather than be subjected repeatedly to this endless cycle of painful disappointments. Because right now we're back on that, we're back on that chart, on that fucking triangle of getting my hopes up and then having them completely torn down by Roma. So I can't do it anymore. I've been subjected to enough disappointment in my private life. I'm not going to extend it to Roma. That's, you know, we that's already off limits.
Man, I don't want, sound like one I don't of those wanna... old guys that is gone, that fought in the Vietnam War or something.
Absolutely. You sound like a world absolutely, I can't do it.
We're writing in his diary from listen, the front.
listen. That's what it feels. That's what it feels like when I go on that WhatsApp group for patrons, and I see the reactions, and I see the discourse, and I see the level of it, and then I go on Twitter, and my eyes start to bleed, my nose starts to bleed, my ears start to bleed, and then I have to come on here and somehow sound coherent about a team that makes no sense at all. Never in my life have I encountered such a disastrous team when it comes to consistency, and when it comes to actually getting it done, because that's what Roma haven't been doing. The problem is they set you up, they set themselves up for success, but then in the end, they always lack that extra step. And it's frustrating because we've gotten to a point where you have to make that extra step. You haven't been doing the extra step for 5 years now. That's how long we haven't been in the Champions League. 5 years. Could potentially right. extend to six if you fuck it up. So Roma haven't given us any hint of potentially being able to do that extra step, because we're not asking for much. I'm only asking because I've seen the effort, and I said the effort is right there. So the effort is great. It's great. I don't take it for granted because I've seen this team play demotivated football, and it's fucking horrendous. But I am also waiting to see that this is a team who can get the job done. And we've gotten over the last few seasons used to a Roma team that, hey, whenever they said, we're here, we're ready to play, we're ready to meet the moment, they actually get it done. This season has been on and off. And that roller coaster of emotions, the fact that in January I was ready to be done, to be completely and utterly remote and distant from this team, they pulled me back in. And it's just even more infuriating to be once again subjected to that same thing. What, you're waiting for the Godfather 3 impression? It's okay. I'm not gonna do it because I know you're tired. You got 76 kids waiting this recording. Yeah. So.
Listen, how most here, people man. Feel when the Godfather 3 is on. Let's just turn this off and end it. Okay. We will be back in a few days as usual. Until next time, everybody. Ciao.